This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. An American Farm Bureau economist says soaring fertilizer and other input costs may continue into next spring before they stabilize, posing continuing challenges to the nation's farmers.
Ammonia has increased over 210%. Liquid nitrogen's up 159%. Urea's up 155%. MAP, MAP has increased 125%. DAP, DAP is up over 100%. And potash has risen above 134%.
NAFB economist Shelby Meyer says many farmers anecdotally tell Farm Bureau that they're paying over 300% more, plus higher chemical, seed, labor, and other costs.
We expect some of these costs to linger into spring because the economy just has to rebalance itself out.
And Meyer says behind those soaring fertilizer costs,
increased global demand. There's domestic production versus the import situation of whether it's cheaper to produce locally or import some of those key nutrients, rising energy costs.
Meyer says getting rid of tariffs on imported fertilizer would help.
We've sent many letters to various departments of the administration to remove those because those are price increases that can be mitigated and avoided.
Producers also have one eye on the new COVID variant, Omicron, now sweeping the country that could again slow the economy and cause new headaches for agriculture in the new year.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.